Hi there, Audio Boo fans. This is Renata Jones broadcasting on Audio Boo, and I'm bringing you a bit of a special update news report. Firstly, those of you who've been glad to follow the Bird's Nest trials and tribulations will be pleased to hear that the fledglings have now left the nest. I didn't actually see them fly off trying to find their wings, but the nest is now empty. There are no more sad and sorry corpses looking on the floor of fledglings that have been attacked by cats. So I can only presume they have happily flown away, which is great news, because they did have feathers the last time I saw them. And I shall attach to this audio boo a picture of one of the little fledglings covered in feathers that was the last picture I took of them before they flew away. So I can only assume they've flown off happily to search for worms and live flapping about happily ever after. In other news, I heard that my mother's neighbour's cat had hopped over the fence and her husband had tried to jump over the fence after it and broken his ankle. So in sort of cat news, when I was driving away from my mother's last night, I did see one of these fluffy cats, and she does always have these massive fluffy cats, my mother's neighbour, running across the street. And they're not usually the type that people let out because they tend to be these ridiculously expensive pedigree felines. So I followed said cat and tried to find a collar on it, which it didn't have, and followed it to the end of a street and saw it jump over a fence. Had tried to pick it up, but it was too huge. It was about the size, probably a little bit bigger than a Scotty dog. Very, very big fluffy cat that I saw wandering the streets. And after I'd seen it hop over a fence, I walked round to the next street to see if I could see it come out. All the time I'm trying to get hold of the owner on my phone. No, to no joy, no avail. And couldn't see the cat come out the other side of the street. So one of the people who lived on that street drove into their driveway, told them the tale that one of my mother's neighbours had lost their cat, and I thought that might be it, and I'd seen it hop over the back fence potentially, and if they saw it again, you know, let me know, and if I heard that my mother's neighbour had happily found their cat, then I'd let them know. So we exchanged phone numbers, and because I'd had no joy on the phone, I then walked away and drove round, back round to the neighbour's house, knocked on the door, only to find that they'd happily found their cat already. So good ending in a way. They got their happy little cat, happy little kitty. But a bit of a shame because I spent sort of half an hour running around after this one that wasn't theirs, but never mind. At least the cat is all happy. So all things in the animal world that I'm observing are going well, can be said. And that's enough of this special report, I think. Hope to bring you more news very soon. For now, this is Renata Jones signing off this audio boo. Bye!